Untitled, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, April 1951, pages 181-182, in the announcements made of groups who have sent messages of condolence and sympathy, we mentioned ministers of other churches. May I announce to you today that the President of the Reorganized Church, President Israel A. Smith, kinsman of President George Albert, is here in person paying his respects to the family and is sitting among the mourners. The family very graciously asked if I would speak on this occasion, out of consideration to you and in face of the fact that much has been said in tribute to our departed brother, which need not and should not be repeated. I will content myself to a few words of summary, and trust that this will be acceptable to my dear friends who are members of this illustrious family. Purpose of services. The purpose of these services is to pay tribute to our departed brother, and, secondly, to bring solace and peace to the sorrowing hearts of the bereaved. We have listened to tributes, as great, I think, as could be paid to any great leader. May I now say a word about the second purpose of a funeral service, to bring solace and comfort to sorrowing hearts. This is done by three principal means. First, in contemplation of the fact that he, whose departure strains the heartstrings, has lived a useful, noble life, what consolation that will bring to any bereaved father, mother, or child. Second, comfort in the consciousness that loved ones were true and loyal as his children and kinsfolk, and that particularly during illness they did everything humanly possible to administer to his needs, to alleviate his pain, and to give him comfort. And third, comfort in the assurance of the immortality of the human soul, the assurance that their father is just away. In the highest degree, you children and kinsfolk should find peace and consolation from these three contributing factors: comfort and bereavement. Secondly, and I speak advisedly here, for I have seen these children, son and daughters in action, the tender attention, thoughtful, efficient care rendered by you daughters and by Albert and other members of the family, your having left nothing undone, nothing unapplied, which might contribute to your father's restoration or to his comfort, should now in this hour of bereavement bring consolation to your aching hearts, and not only in this hour, but throughout the coming years. And thirdly, as sure, as certain as Christ's spirit visited other spirits in the eternal realm while his body lay in the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, so lives the immortal spirit of your father, our friend, our beloved leader, President George Albert Smith. We said in the opening that we believed he is aware of our presence here today. Why shouldn't he be? Christ was conscious of the nearness of his father when he stood at the grave of Lazarus and said, "I know thou hearest me always." Last Tuesday night, Brother George Albert Smith lifted his hand to Sister McKay and me and said, "Good night." That was his last word to us. 24 hours later, he awoke in a glorious morning in the presence of those loved ones who had gone before, and realized the truth of Christ's saying on earth, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." God bless his memory and bring comfort to your souls today and always, you choice children and members of an illustrious family. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.